Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we've prepared on a beautiful Monday morning here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, Monday, December 14th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We've come out of a busy weekend three different times. Our choir shared their Christmas musical, Hope Has Hands. Today we'll have a little story from one of our experiences. Today's message is titled, Jesus is Knocking. The scripture text is Revelation 3, verse 20.
Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me.
Three times in three different locations over the weekend, our choir shared their musical presentation, Hope Has Hands. I'm sure they're somewhat tired today, but their hearts must still be stirred in the afterglow from the exhilarating message they shared in song. They did an outstanding job, and I was genuinely blessed to see the cooperative labors of multi-generations sing their praises to God. In fact, there were singers from ages 14 well into their 80s, with people represented from every single decade. And it was also a cooperative effort between two different churches.
Well, last night we held the presentation at the small country church that Stephen serves as a part-time pastor. Although we had to cancel our morning service due to icy roads, we had a full house last night and a blessed time of worshiping the Lord. It was one of those exciting services where we had to set up extra chairs and gather additional hymn books from storage. Parking lot was crowded with people parking every which way just to find a spot. It's the kind of excitement that pastors and church leaders expectantly hope for and thoroughly enjoy.
Well, as we mentioned this year, we combined two church choirs, which made for a wonderful cooperative effort. There was an interlude for a devotional message, which I shared, followed by a challenge to follow Jesus Christ, extended by our pastor friend, and in fact the pastor of the other church, Bob Verno.
Well, just prior to our participation, prior to Stephen and Pastor Bob's participation, the choir sang a beautiful number titled Come. It's a stirring invitation to come to Christ. They were completing the song by singing the compelling words Come three times, and each time it got softer, when out of nowhere there came a loud, deliberate, and rhythmic knocking. It was one of those experiences where everyone hears it. But out of respect for the setting, people try to stay focused and ignore the obvious, which is what the choir and congregation did momentarily. But then it persisted. The loud, deliberate, rhythmic knocking filled the entire sanctuary. Well, as it persisted, I began to wonder if it was God knocking, as my thoughts were drawn to the time when the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall in the royal palace. As a mysterious knocking persisted, my knees were just about to start knocking together, just like the king who saw the handwriting of the wall in Daniel. Well, finally, the mystery was solved when a perceptive observer discovered that it was a child who had a toy hammer and was knocking on the plexiglass that separates the nursery window from the sanctuary. It sure served as an interesting beginning to Stephen's devotional, calling to mind our daily text, Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Well, there's another illustration that comes to mind regarding this text about a nurse on a pediatric ward. Before listening to the little one's chest, she would plug the stethoscope into their ears and let them listen to their own hearts. Their eyes would always light up with awe, but she never got a response quite like she got from four-year-old David. Gently, she tucked the stethoscope into his ears and placed the disc over his heart. Listen, she quietly instructed. What do you suppose that is? He drew his eyebrows together in a puzzled line and looked up as if lost in the mystery of the strange tap, tap, tapping deep in his chest. Then his face broke out in a wondrous grin with big eyes as he curiously asked, Is that Jesus knocking? Well, apparently the little guy had heard a lesson on today's text, or even more likely had sung the little children's song based on it that many of us know. A favorite song of mine during this season has a refrain that states, Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee.
Jesus is a persistent non-intruder. He's been described as the perfect gentleman. The daily text describes his work among the human race in the lives of millions and millions of people this very day. The Apostle John received this remarkable revelation from the ascended Lord. I stand at the door and knock. The Greek tenses can be rendered, I am persistently standing at the door and am persistently knocking. An older, expanded translation states, I have taken my stand at the door and am politely knocking.
And Jesus is doing just that. Most of you have responded and are experiencing the blessing of fellowship divine, the wonderful fellowship with the one who promised in that very verse, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. But some of our listeners today can sense his presence and knocking, but you've not yet responded. We encourage you to do so today. We have a brief prayer that we're going to say in just a moment that expresses faith in Christ and has been repeated by millions. And it's not necessarily these precise words, but this aspect of opening up our lives to the Lord. And this is absolutely life's greatest blessing. It's a common prayer that expresses faith in God's plan of salvation through Jesus Christ. We want to pray that prayer right now. I'll have Brooksine pray it. We want to urge you to pray this prayer from your heart today. Many of you have done so already. Do it as an affirmation. But for any of you that haven't, it may be the very first time. If you mean it in your heart, God will hear you.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner. I believe that you came to this earth and died on the cross as a substitute for me and my sin. I place my faith in you and what you have done for me. Forgive me of my sins. I receive you into my life and choose this day to follow you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for our podcast today. We are, as we always are, on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared and actually are finishing. We'll have another hour before everything's finished. Typically, for Monday, December 14th, 2009, there are several photos of the choir up on the site today. Actually, a photo from each evening the last three nights. And had a total of 37 participating in the musical. There wasn't a single night we had everybody there, but I believe through the photos we have everybody shown, except for myself. I was one of the narrators, and for the sound man. But I think if you look closely, we give everybody else the ability to see their photo if they're interested. We do have several songs today. We have a beautiful version of that song I referred to in the message. It's titled, Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne, the title of the hymn, but it has that wonderful refrain, Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. And several other songs, including the song the little guy in the illustration had probably heard, and I found a cute little online version of children singing. It's a children's song. It's a great way children have learned scripture, and many adults to this day know scripture through children singing, but it's a song that says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock, knock, knock. Now, there's several other songs we have. And I want to point out we do have, we did record the musical yesterday with a video recorder and hope to have some of the songs available, probably on YouTube, but they're not ready yet. But I did find one from a local church that shared the very same musical last year and the theme song called Hope Has Hands. It includes the delightful imperfections that take place in most local churches in any musical. And that caused Brooksine and I to reminisce concerning a number of funny experiences that have taken place during musicals. And we have posted three of them. I don't know, we may even think of another one as Brooksine has her part in that. That if you care to read them, they're on the site today. One final point we've had up for the last couple weeks, we will, through Christmas, a little section at the bottom each each posting during this season of what we call resources for Christmas celebrations. And these are ideas that you are free to use, we have developed or discovered in some cases, that can help make your Christmas a special spiritual time. Well, thank you again for joining us. Astaire has come down. Astaire was part of the choir last night, in fact. And what a joy to share God's Word. And we're pleased that you've chosen to listen to our podcast today. Our blessings upon each listener. And may you let Jesus come into your heart.